The National Youth Chairperson of the MDCT, Happy Mochidziva, told a news conference at his party's Harvest House headquarters that Mr. Mugabe must step down by August 31st because he has failed to deliver on his re-election promises. Chidziva said his party would embark on national demonstrations next month until the head of state resigns under what the MDC Youth Assembly is calling the hashtag My Zimbabwe campaign.
And to complement all the other campaigns taking place, executive resolved to launch our hashtag My Zimbabwe campaign, a campaign that speaks to our love and patriotism to this country. We have been left with no choice but to start a campaign whose mission is to liberate our Zimbabwe from a clueless and greedy clique that only thinks about itself and nothing else. We urge all citizens to embrace the month of heroes, the month of August, as a month of action to liberate ourselves from Robert Mugabe. This country will remain ungovernable as long as Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF does not heed the call.
He added that the proposed protests will be different this time because the police and the army, who have always crushed their previous demonstrations, are allegedly on their side.
The security forces have not spared by the economic challenges we face. We go to the same bank queues, to the same dilapidated clinics, to the same combis, yet a few are eating and enjoying on our behalf. Enough is enough. Come join in the mass. This revolution will require the assistance of everyone to succeed. And you get deployed this August to fight the people. We urge you to put down your arms and join the ordinary people as we push for the final onslaught of the regime.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from ZANU-PF national spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo as he was not answering his mobile phone. However, some leaders of the ruling ZANU-PF party last week charged that they will take the law into their own hands if police do not arrest people who would be protesting against President Mugabe's administration. Although dissent against Mr. Mugabe is increasing, political analyst Pedzisai Ruhanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, said the capacity of the MDCT youth to force Mr. Mugabe to resign is questionable.
What is undisputed is that the socio-economic situation in Zimbabwe is deteriorating. There has been a fundamental change or a shift in the political economy of the state, marked by monumental informalization of the economy, where everyone has been turned into a vendor. There have been serious, disparate, unorganized, uncoordinated demonstrations. What we can see, or what we can say, is that the environment for the mobilization of dissent is there. But whether they have the capacity to remove the head of state by 31 August, in my view, is questionable, and I don't think it's within their capacity. What is within their capacity is to protest, it is to exercise their agents. But to give a deadline of 31 August, I think they are overestimating their capacity.
Poor economic performance, high unemployment, and human rights violations are some of the issues that are driving opposition forces to protest against Mr. Mugabe. For his part, President Mugabe has told the nation that those protesting against him were foreign-sponsored and were bent on effecting what he described as illegal regime change in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.